If you have your Bible, turn tonight to Isaiah chapter 59. Isaiah chapter 59. Praise the Lord. Isaiah chapter number 59. For the sake of time, we'll stop at verse number 8. The Bible says, "The way of peace they know not, and there is no judgment in their goings. They have made them crooked paths. Whosoever goeth therein shall not know peace. Therefore is judgment far from us, neither doth the justice overtake us. We wait for light, but behold obscurity, for brightness, but we walk in darkness. We grope for the wall like the blind, and we grope as if we had no eyes. We stumble at noonday as in the night. We are in desolate places as dead men. We roar like all like bears, and mourn sore like doves. We look for judgment, but there is none, for salvation, but it is far from all from us. For our transgressions are multiplied before thee, and our sins testify against us. For our transgressions are with us, but and as for our iniquities, we know them in transgressing and lying against the Lord and departing away from our God, speaking oppression and revolt, conceiving and uttering from the heart words of falsehood. The judgment is turned away backward, and justice standeth far off. And for truth is fallen in the street, and iniquity cannot enter. Yea, truth faileth, and he that departed from evil maketh himself a prey. And the Lord say, and the Lord saw it, and it pleased him that there was no judgment. And he saw that there was no man, and wondered that there was no intercessor. Therefore his arm brought salvation unto him, and his righteousness it sustained him. For he put on righteousness as a breastplate and a helmet of salvation upon his head. And he put on the garments of vengeance for clothing and was clad with zeal as a cloak. According to their deeds, accordingly he will repay fury to his adversaries, recompense to his enemies. To the islands he will repay recompense. So shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west and his glory from the rising of the sun. When the enemy shall come in like a flood, and the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him, and a Redeemer shall come to Zion, and unto them that turn from the transgressions in Jacob, saith the Lord. As for me, this is my covenant with them, saith the Lord. My Spirit that is upon thee, and my words which I have put in thy mouth shall not depart out of thy mouth, nor out of the mouth of thy seed, nor out of the mouth of thy seed's seed, saith the Lord, from henceforth and forever." I want to preach just a little while this morning, if God will be our help, and He always is, on this thought, looking for a man in a traffic jam. Amen? Looking for a man in a traffic jam. As we look at this and we see that the Bible's speaking to us here, and it's talking about some things that's transpiring. Now he's talking in the book of Isaiah 56 through 59. He's talking about some ethical things that need to be taking place and happening in our lives. Now that ethical is dealing with instruction, and that instruction is from the Lord. He's talking about that's morally right, even in the day and hour that we live. Now we can look at things and we can think that things is morally right, but if they're wrong compared to God, in the eyes of God, then they're wrong. Amen. Praise God, that's just the way it is. It's not ethical if it's wrong in the eyes of God. That's just the way. Amen. It's got to be morally acceptable. In other words, it has to be ethical according to what God says. And He says there's a time and a place. If we ain't careful, we'll get away from the things of God, and we'll start to going in the direction that the world would have us go. Amen. To get the full concept of what is right or what is wrong, we've got to listen to God. Amen. I think we've got in a habit in the world we live in to listening to men, to concentrating on what men have to say and we forgot to listen to God. We have to make the Lord our authority. When we get out from under the authoritative hand and the power of an almighty God, we get out of sorts. Amen. The efficacy of our life, praise God, goes in the wrong direction. Amen. Can you see what's happening? Doesn't it make sense today when you look at the world that we live in and we're plumb out of bounds when it comes to the things of God? Amen. Praise the Lord. We need some help and that from the Lord. So we see these people, praise God, they've come to a place that their ethics and their behavior, praise God, is out of bounds. You say, preacher, how can you bring it back in? By obeying. The only way we can do it is obeying the rules. Amen. Even in basketball game, you can't play the ball if it's out of bounds. Hello? Man, you can't score, can't make no points if you're out of bounds. So if we're going to do anything for God, we've got to follow the rules. We've got to be obedient to what God says. We've got to follow the directions. Now, I know us men, we don't like to do that much. We think, directions are for dummies. And we'll get something and we'll throw the directions away, throw them off to the side, and we'll take that thing and we'll try to put it together without the directions. And you know, you can do it pretty good as long as you've got a picture. Okay? Because you know, a picture's worth a thousand words. So if you've got a picture of what it ought to look like, but don't you just hate it when, don't you just hate it when you get that thing, you get a picture, and you're looking at it, and it says right there in the bottom of the box, the picture may not be what you're putting together. Amen? They may be a little bit different. And you figure out they're right, praise God, that was on there for a reason. And that's what we get. If we ain't careful, we're living in a world today, praise God, that the picture isn't always what it appears. Amen. He said what was taking place is they was a right way and a wrong way. They was a godliness that God was offering to His people, but they wasn't receiving it because they had lost the full concept of righteousness. Amen. When you lose the full contest of righteousness, you get caught up in a place between right and wrong. And if we ain't very careful, we lose the prospect and we're trying to figure it out. But I want to say God's pretty clear on it. Amen. Praise God. If we just seek Him and seek His face and walk with God, He'll minister to us the things that we need. So we see the people, praise God, and they're all jammed up. Amen. They're in a tight spot. And the Bible says the reason they are is because of darkness. Hello? Darkness is overshadowing. You know, it's hard to see in the dark. If you don't have cat eyes, I'm going to tell you, you can't see in the dark. You just fumble your way around trying to figure it out. But these was people was standing in the dark. Amen. They were in darkness and they were in the streets. We see the people as they're in the streets in darkness, amen, and they're blind. They can't see, as though they're blind, they're stumbling around and they can't see where they need to go. I'm afraid the world that we live in today is caught up in darkness and blindness, and they can't see where they need to go. He said their feet run to evil, they make haste to shed blood, iniquity. Don't that sound like a world we're living in? Even somebody said the other day that this fellow just went to stabbing people, stabbed three people for no reason. Amen? Darkness, wickedness, praise God. We need the Lord. We need God Almighty in our midst. Praise God. Because that destruction, he said, that destruction's in their path. Amen. I'm afraid destruction is in our path if we don't turn this thing around. He said the way of peace, verse number 8, they know not. The judgment, there is no judgment in their goings. There's no judgment because there's no judge. Amen. If we ain't careful, we make ourselves judge and executioner. Hello? Amen. Praise God. But I'm saying to you, God Almighty said there's no judgment. They do the thing, praise God. They have crooked paths. And whosoever goeth therein shall not know peace. There's no peace on the crooked path. There's no peace outside of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now we can hunt for it, look for it, and seek for it all we want to, praise God. But outside of God's Word and outside of peace of Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, there is no peace. Amen? We're looking at people today that want, they're trying to find peace and hope and love and all those things, praise God, outside of God. And it won't work. Somebody said something this morning about, Miss Ashley talking about her sister getting married. Said they just need to find a good Bible-believing church. Amen. Get canceled. They need to get in there and just love each other and love the Lord with all your heart, your mind, your soul, and your strength, and He can make it work. But I just tell you, it won't work without the Lord. You can't make it work without the Lord. Amen. People, a lot of people try, but it just ain't there. I mean, it seems like it might be. Praise God. True love comes through knowing the Lord Jesus Christ. And we know Christ is our Lord and Savior. Praise God. Then we can love one another. Amen. I'm just giving you Bible this, but what God says. Praise the Lord. That's what truth is. Verse number 9, He says, therefore judgment far from us. Neither justice overtake us. So we see what they make. These people are far off. They've been blinded. Amen. They're acting. He says they're acting like wild animals. Hello? That explains a lot, doesn't it? Amen. Hey, listen, things haven't changed too much over the years. The people in Isaiah's time, they're not much different than what they are today in the hour that we live. A people without God, a people that's walking in darkness, that's living in darkness, contrary to the Word of God, praise God, they don't have much ethics. They don't have much morality. Amen? We've got to have morality, and the only way we can have morality is through conviction of the Holy Ghost. Amen? Amen. Praise God. We holler morals all the time that we need stronger morals. But I'm telling you today, they will be no morals outside of conviction of the Holy Spirit of God. Amen. Born again believers. But those that are walking in darkness, He said they're acting like animals. Said they behold obscurity, verse number 9, and for brightness, and they walk in darkness. They grope for the wall like the blind. They grope as if they had no eyes. They stumble at noonday as in the night. And we are in desolate places as dead men. Said we roar all like bears and mourn soar like doves. We look for judgment, but there is none for salvation. It's far from us. Far off from us. He said, listen, said we trying to find something without outside of God Almighty. We try to find something, this world, praise God, that'll pacify our soul. That'll give us just a little bit of peace. But you won't find it without the Lord. These people that's struggling, these people that's going to psychologists today to try to find just a little bit of inward peace. But I want to say, there's peace that passes understanding, and it's through Jesus Christ as your Lord. The Savior, praise God, that offers peace. He said, my peace I leave with you. He said, I give to you. He said, it's a free gift. Amen. But people don't want it. They'd rather grope along with the blind. Amen. He said, but they don't want truth, because the Bible says that truth had been cast down. Truth was lying in the streets. Truth was something that they was walking on and stepping on and going over. Amen. People don't want the truth today. People do it. They don't want you to tell them the truth. They want to believe a lie and be damned. Amen. Amen. There's some things, praise God, that God says is it's contrary to Him. It's contrary to the love of God. It's contrary to the ways of God. It's contrary to what God says is right. Amen. Praise God. And I could give you a list of those things today, and some of you get mad at me and never come back. I'm just being honest this morning. Amen. I could give you a list of what God says is wrong, praise God, that we need to stay away from, that we need to shun, praise God, that we need to flee from. I could give you a list, amen, personally, and you'd get mad and you'd never come back. And it's not me that's telling you, it's to be God Almighty. Amen. Because we're not much better than these people. The truth is there. We've thrown it down in the street. We walked over. We traversed over it. We put it under our feet. Praise God. We won't take it in our head, our heart, but we'll walk on it and trope on it in blindness. Praise God. And say that we're all right. Amen. Praise the Lord. But the Bible said God is looking for a man in all this traffic jam. See, the traffic's jammed up. It's backed up. The truth is in the street. It's blocking things. People don't have, hey, in order to get from point A to point B, you've got to traverse across it. And a lot of people don't want to come in contact with the truth. You'd think the truth, praise God, today was a contagion that would get on you and just eat you up. Let me tell you what truth will do today. The truth will wash you from all your sins. It'll purify you from the inside out. It'll do something. Praise God, it'll clean you up better than Ajax. Amen. It'll make you pure. It'll sanctify you. It'll cleanse you out for God's glory. Truth, hey, truth has never hurt anybody. But the Bible says that truth has been cast down into the street to be walked upon. He said, for our transgressions are multiplied before us, verse number 12, and our sins testify against us. For our transgressions are with us, and as for our iniquities, we know them. Have you ever noticed people that was living in sin and you tell them, you try to reason with them, you try to, in a loving manner, tell them that the Lord Jesus Christ loves them and what they're doing is just wrong. And you know what they say? You know what they say to me a whole lot of times? They say, well, preacher, I know it ain't right. And I know it ain't right, but I ain't going to change. They know. See, that's what's it. And praise God. And if they ain't careful, they become a stumbling block for others along the way. We got parents today that say, well, preacher, I know, well, you know, what we're doing ain't right, but. Amen. But what? If it ain't right, fix it. Amen. We want to blame, we want to pack it off on everybody else. When we have the opportunity. But we're just like these that are blind. The street is blocked off. The traffic is backed up. The road's jammed up, praise God. And we ain't doing nothing to clear the way. Come on now. Stay with me. I'm just telling you the truth. Amen. I had to preach this to me three times before I could bring it to you this morning. Amen. I said, oh me, Lord, help me. To get those obstacles out of the way, praise God, so that you could get the glory. So it's either backed up. Amen. Amen. Pray. When it gets backed up, then our progress ceases. Have you ever wondered why we're not progressing, why we're not moving on for the cause of Christ? And I know what you say. So, well, if Pastor Jeff with this, or Pastor, or if, you know, the, well, these senior saints, one that's been here forever, if they'd do this or they'd do that, amen, they could make a difference. Would it change you? Would it change your approach? Would it change your dealings? Would it change the way that you behave? Would it change the way that you do things? Amen. Or they might get right and get closer to God. They might stir things up, praise God. They might get stirred up within themselves. They might get more involved in what's going on. But would that change you? See, Isaiah said, he said, these roadblocks, these jam-ups, praise God. It's as if people are blind. They throw the truth down on the street. They don't want to hear it. They're afraid to go around it. They like a contagion. They don't want to get it on them. Amen. So the progress has ceased. Now the Bible tells us here, praise God, that there's some traffic officials that want to help them get from point A to point B. Amen. Traffic officials that wants to help them get from point A to get to point B. He said, judgment is turned away backward, and justice standeth far off. For truth is fallen in the street, and equity cannot enter. Amen. So he says that they've got some traffic officials, said they've got justice, and they've got judgment, and they've got righteousness. But he said justice and judgment and righteousness are standing afar off because the people don't want it. They don't want to listen to it. They don't want to hear what they've got to say because they're in their own pernicious ways, in their iniquity and their sin. And it's begun to be so comfortable in it. Amen. It's become a part of who they are. So we have the justice and the righteousness and the judgment. It's standing afar off, and the people won't have it. They don't want to listen to the authority of God's judgment. They won't want to listen to God's justice. They don't want to listen to God's authority to receive God's righteousness. But it's there the whole time. But the people are all jammed up without it. Hello? The people are all jammed up without the, we've got to have those. We talked about this morning. Charles was over in Romans chapter number 5. He's talking about that justification. Amen. We're God blessed just as if we had never sinned, but we're all sinners. Amen. But that justification, praise God, was a process that would bring us into sanctification where we realized, Lord, that we've got to have some help. You and I need help. Our children need help. Our grandchildren need help. Amen. And justice and judgment and righteousness is right there. Amen. Let's not push them back. Those are our traffic officers. Let them come up and let us deal with the things one thing at a time for the glory of God and press on and persevere for the good cause of Christ. Amen. Praise God. God's wanting to do such magnificent things for us. Amen. Justice and judgment and righteousness are there. Just waiting on them to just give them a green light so that they can step forward, praise God, and bless us beyond measure to help us, praise God, along the way. Amen. God get the glory. But the people are all jammed up. Amen. But God's just searching. He's looking for one individual. Hello? Now we're talking about looking for a man in a traffic jam. God's looking for that individual. Can anybody say what I just said? God's looking for that individual that'll make a difference. Look what he says. He says in verse number 15, he said, yea, truth faileth, and he that departed from evil making himself a prey, and the Lord say, I saw it, and it displeased him, and there was no judgment. So there's truth. There's judgment that leads to righteousness. Amen? Because righteousness is there. But it took him as a prey. And he saw that there was no man. And wondered that there was no intercessor. So God's looking. He said, is there not a man? David said, is there not a cause? Amen? Remember when David come out on the plain and there was Goliath in front of him at the Goliath of Gath, and they said, hey, listen, he's mighty, and David come out, and he said, is there not a cause? Amen. If there's a cause, then there's got to be somebody to step up to the cause, to step up the plate, to be that intercessor, that one that would go between. Amen. But God says, he said, I looked, he said, there was no man. There's nobody. No man, woman, no girl, no person, praise God, that'll step up to the plate. God's looking for those people today to step up to the plate. Amen. He's searching for one person to intercede with His people. Did you know today that you could be that difference in your family? You could be that difference in your school. You could be that difference in your church. You could be that difference in your community. Amen. God's a looking. We're in a traffic jam. We're all jammed up with the things of this world. And God wants to liberate us. He won't set us free. But truth's been cast down to the ground. It's laying on the streets. But praise God, it's time to gather it up. It's time to let justice and judgments and righteousness be a part of our life. And praise God for His dealings in our hearts and in our life today. God dealing with us. Amen. It's not a bad thing. Listen, God quits dealing with you, you're dead. Amen? But God's dealing with us today if we just let Him. Amen, praise God. So the Lord is sad because He could find no man. Verse 16, the Lord looked and He could find nobody. Nobody's willing to accept truth. Nobody was willing to step up to the plate and be in Isaiah and say, Lord, here I am, send me. Amen, Isaiah chapter 6. In me. Oh, there'll be hardships along the way. There'll be difficulties. Isaiah said, Lord, send me. And then say, and a few verses later, he said, Lord, how long? Amen. It's bad. He said, Lord, send me. I'll go. I'm ready to go. Praise God. And then a few, he said, Lord, how long? He said, hey, I'm preaching my heart out. I'm trying to love these people. And nobody wants to listen. But Lord said, hey, listen, go ahead, Isaiah, just stay in the fight. Praise God. And he said, in the end, I said, they will. He said, I will preserve a remnant. Somebody will get it. Somebody will get in. Somebody will become that person, praise God, that needs the Lord Jesus Christ. They'll be saved, praise God, and they'll get in. But they won't without our help. See what happened? It was all jammed up. So the Lord says, you know what? He said, I'm just going to have to do it myself. I'm going to have to make that difference. Amen. Ain't you glad the Lord makes the difference? Amen. Glory to God. He begins to make that. Look at 16. He said, there was no man and wondered if there was no intercessor. But listen for this last part of verse 16. He said, therefore his arm brought salvation unto him, and his righteousness is sustained him. For he put on righteousness as a breastplate and a helmet of salvation. Don't that sound familiar? Amen. That sounds very familiar, doesn't it? And a helmet of salvation upon his head, and he put on the garments of vengeance for clothing, and was clad with zeal as a cloak. Amen. God said, if I can't find somebody, he said, I'll have to do it myself. Amen. But God, hey, why did he do it? Because God had rather use me and you. He had rather allow us to be partakers with him, praise God, than he would to do it himself. But he said, I look down and the streets are all jammed up and I can't find anybody that wants to get involved. Amen. Hey, while you're in your right mind, you ought to get involved. Amen. My mother, bless her, she don't think real well now. And we was talking about it, and she said, yes, I worked out there at the bank in Weaverville. And I don't know that my mother never worked at the bank at Weaverville. But she said, you know, one day it got robbed. I said, it did. She said, yeah, it got robbed. And I said, well, Mother, now it did get robbed about the time that we moved back down here from West Virginia, First Union in Weaverville. At that time, I think it was the only bank in Weaverville. It did get robbed. And I said, well, Mother, what did you do? She said, I didn't do nothing. She said, I didn't want to get involved. Now, we say that laughing, but that's the way most of us are. I mean, we don't want to get involved. Truth's laying on the street. People's jammed up. Praise God. They don't know where to go. It's just like they're groping along like blind people trying to find a way. And the way's Jesus. And all we got to do is get them to recognize the truth. Not to be afraid of the truth, but to take up truth. Praise God. To be reconciled by truth. To be judged by truth. To be touched by truth. By receiving righteousness as truth. Amen. To the joy of your soul. It cleanses you from all unrighteousness. It makes you free. It cleans you up. Amen. So we see the traffic jam and a man, praise God, in a jam. Humanity all caught up, praise God. And all they need to do is take up the truth. It's right there. Amen. It's right here. We have it. If we just have to take it up, have to take it to ourselves, have to believe it ourselves. Amen. Under it. Praise God. You say, well, what happens if we don't? It's going to work, can't hinder the work of God. It's that truth laying in the way. But if we go and we take up that truth and we make it, we let people see that it's not a bad thing, praise God. It's not a harmful thing. It's a thing that helps, that encouragement, that gives you enlightenment under the graces of God. That unmerited favor, praise God, that we come into because of the job. We've been justified by the blood of Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. So that truth laid in the street, they're all jammed up. The traffic's jammed up. And that hinders the work of God. God can't work through all that. Amen? The way needs to be made clear. Because when it's jammed up and when it's hindered, praise God, it robs God of His glory. Have you ever think about how much glory God could be getting today If we just all get in and just take up the truth of the Word of God and just get excited about it. Amen. Praise God. Not be discouraged by it, but be encouraged by it. Encouragement in the Lord, praise God, to encourage others. We got to have encouragement. Hope is in the Lord. Our hope is in the Lord. That expectation that there's better things ahead for those of us that love the Lord. Amen. Praise God. We got a higher expectation. But I believe some of our expectations are too low. We just don't expect God to do much. We say, well, what could God do with me? What couldn't God do with you? Is my question. Amen. Praise God. He's looking for a man in a traffic jam. It's all jammed up. And God's looking for people. He's looking for that one person. Amen. See, God deals with individuals. For those of you that's waiting on somebody else to get in, praise God, somebody else gets in, then you'll get in. You might be waiting a long time. You might never get in. But praise God for those that'll get in, those that'll receive the truth, those that'll be enlightened, their eyes be open, praise God. They begin to see things and they begin to, God begins to manifest Himself to you and you begin to realize how good and gracious He is. He just gets better every day. Praise God. But He said He's looking for a man. Looking for that man, that person, that individual that'll be an intercessor. That'll intercede on behalf of the others. See, there's been one great intercessor thus far. And His name was Jesus. He said in verse 20, He said, and the Redeemer shall come to Zion, and unto them that turn from transgression in Jacob, saith the Lord. As for me, this is my covenant with them, saith the Lord. My spirit that is upon thee, and my words which I have put in thy mouth, shall not depart out of thy mouth, nor out of the mouth of thy seed, nor out of the mouth of thy seed's seed, saith the Lord, from henceforth and forever. He said, hey, listen, I've taken it upon myself. I'm going to send you an intercessor. The world's messed up. The world was out of bounds. The world was in a traffic jam. And God says, somebody's got to break through. There's got to be an individual. So God Almighty, He said, I'll send Him myself. And He said, I won't just send anybody. He said, I'll send the best that I have. He said, I'll send my only begotten Son, that He'll be that intercessor, that He'll intercede for you. Praise God. That He can tell you the truth, walk you in truth. He will be, praise God, He'll be so good, He will be the truth. And said that Him being the truth. And He said, the truth will make you free. Amen. Hey, you won't be jammed up no more. You won't be so confused. Praise God, but you'll be liberated in Christ Jesus the Lord. He said you'll enter into a lasting salvation, praising and giving God glory through the hand of God. Now before He lays out these ethical things, He offers that promise ahead of time. If you go back to Isaiah chapter 55, and we'll finish up right here real quick. Isaiah chapter 55, verse number 6. He said, seek ye the Lord while He may be found. Call ye upon Him while He is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him return unto the Lord. That's returning in faith. Amen. Forsaking sin in repentance. Returning to the Lord in faith. Let the wicked forsake his ways and unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord. And He will have mercy upon him and to our God, for He will abundantly pardon. Amen. So we return to Him. We come with repentant hearts. We seek His face because we've been prodding along blindly when God has given us the truth. In verse number 8 says, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my thoughts, are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. He He said, there's the wisdom of God out there. That he said, I want to share with you. I want to manifest to you. I want you to see, praise God, the thinking of God. But in order to have that, praise God, he said, you've got to call upon the Lord. You've got to receive the Lord Jesus Christ. You've got to be saved. Because salvation is the Lord. Call upon Him while He's near. Amen. Traffic's jammed up. Your life may feel like you're in a highway with no way to get off. Amen. But God Almighty said, the streets are jammed up, they're packed up, and praise God, truth, praise God, will open the way. Truth will show you, praise God, your exit into peace and prosperity and love and the love of God through that truth. Amen. He's trying to tell them that everlasting salvation, that hope from the Lord that we have. He said, it's there. It's for all to have today. But people say, people are just like the people in Isaiah's time. I say, well, you know, preacher, I'm going to wait a while. I'll wait a while and then, I know what truth is. Yeah. A lot of the devil knows what truth is. He knows the truth. He knows the Word of God. He could quote it to you, but he quotes it out of context that fits his purposes better. But there's a God of heaven, praise God, who loves you and cares for you. But he's looking for a man in all this traffic jam of life, a man, woman, a boy, a girl, a person, amen, that'll receive the truth, that our eyes will be opened. Amen. You know, when Jesus came, you know, we're fixing to celebrate Christmas in just a few weeks. Actually, 24 days from today. It'll be Christmas. And Jesus came to this world just exactly like the prophet said He would. And the Pharisees with their eyes wide open, they knew He was coming. They knew the day, the hour. They knew almost to the minute when He would come because of prophecy. But they were in the streets. Truth was laid out and they trampled all over it. And denied and rejected our Savior when He come. They did that knowingly. Don't do it knowingly today, people. Praise God. Open your eyes. Amen. God's a-looking for a man, a woman, a boy, a person in this traffic jam of life to bring them out with the truth and to set them free. Amen. Put you on that thoroughfare, praise God, where it's never jammed up. Where God Almighty is always a minister to the hearts and giving us direction and guidance and leadership. Amen. As we look at the ethics of Isaiah, we realize, praise God, at ethical morality of the world. It's not up to somebody else. It's up to you and I. It's up to those of us that consider ourselves to be born again believers. Trust in Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior. What does that mean to me and you? It means we can't compromise no more. I mean, we've got to stay with what God says. And if God says it's wrong, then we flee from it. If God says it's right, then we cleave to it. And we don't let it go. We're living in a day and an hour, listen to me, and I'm done, that people are wanting to compromise the Word of God. Because it leads to things that might seem like a little easier. But let me tell you, that's a lie of the devil. Because there's nothing easier outside of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, will it be easy? Will it be a cakewalk to serve the Lord in righteousness? No, it'll be a difficult task. But living without Christ is far worse. Amen? Because we don't have the blessed hope and the glory that's to come. We don't have the treasures laid up, praise God, in heaven. That one day they'll be presented to the Lord. And He can show the Father and say, look, Father, all the things that He's done. And God the Father knows, because Peter said that He keeps those. Those rewards, praise God, they're laid up in heaven and God Almighty keeps them. I mean, ain't nobody going to snatch them out of His hand. Amen. Glory to God. They're there. They're sealed. And they're sealed for God's glory. Amen.